And now, let's hear from Robin Witten on our monthly check-in with the editor of Audiophile magazine. Welcome, Robin. Thanks so much for checking back in with us today.
Well, great to be here again, Elaine.
So, you attended the recent Audi Awards. Tell us about that.
I did. It was a spectacular evening, a very glittery event at the New York Historical Society, and it was full of lots of elegantly attired actors and publishers, and in the beginning, we had a wonderful reception where everyone was a little nervous because most of them were nominees and wearing their medals and things, hoping for the best outcome for the Audie's Award.
So I know that Tina Fey won Best Book of the Year. Were you surprised about that recognition?
Oh, I wasn't at all. In fact, it was a fantastic book. It was well worth being the audiobook of the year. And also, you know, it won in the biography and memoir category because it really was fantastic, entertaining on so many levels. And, you know, she's a fantastic performer, and she certainly did that memoir in a way that really connected with a lot of people.
How many years has the Audie Awards been happening?
I believe that this was the 17th Audie Award.
Hmm. Okay, so were there any big upsets in the night?
Well, you know, one of the things that I, as much as I loved Bossy Pants and the Tina Fey and thought that she absolutely should have won, in the same category, Neil Gaiman's American Gods was also nominated for Audiobook of the Year, and that was a particular favorite of mine this year, beautifully, beautifully produced with many voices, and Neil Gaiman was at the Audie Awards Gala, so he was a presenter and very gracious and a wonderful, but he didn't win. That was sad.
Was Tina Fey actually there?
And Tina Fey was not there. So,
oh,
you know, maybe they should have it so whoever shows up is actually has to pick up the award. I don't know.
I know.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, there's quite a few Saturday Night Live alumni who came out with books this year. I know Rachel Dratch came out with one, and we actually previewed that, and that one was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, well, you know, they're pretty great communicators, so that, you know, that's always makes a good presentation. But you know, there were some interesting lots of the narrators were at the awards. Simon Vance, who won in the Best Male Narrator category, and that he was there. That was great. Rosalind Landor, who won Best Female Narrator for The Winter Sea, was also there. Let's see, shall I go on with others of the actors that people might know?
Sure.
Well, as I said, Adriana Trigiani, who was the host last year, who's a wonderful presenter and was nominated for her most recent book. Jonathan Davis won in history. Susan Erickson actually won in two categories for romance, with a J.D. Robb title, and also in the thriller category. And I think that may be the first time that she's won an Audie, so that was pretty exciting. She was there. Catherine Kellgren, who's had many nominations, won in the teen category for the latest in the Bloody Jack series, the Lorelei Lee, and that was always nice to see her.
Right. Let me ask you. I know that the magazine has complete sort of lineup of who the winners were. How can listeners get that list?
It is very easily found at theaudies.com. That's presented by Audiophile magazine, and we have the winners, all the finalists, sound clips for each of the titles, and also the Audiophile reviews.
Robin, before we say goodbye, I wanted to let listeners know again about this wonderful program called Audio Sync that you have.
Yes. Audiobook Sync is the website, audiobooksync.com, where listeners can find out about a program for free audiobooks for teens and young adult listening for the summer. And each week for the next 8 weeks, we give away 2 complete free audiobooks as downloads through this audiobooksync.com program.
Okay, and that's audio S-Y-N-C, correct?
S-Y-N-C.
Okay.
And it's all for teens and YA listening.
All right, well, that's important information. Thanks, Robin. We'll talk more about that next month.
Okay.
All righty. Bye.